It's Sound Ideas. I'm Mike McCurdy. Blues and Cajun musician Tab Benoit makes a return to the Castle Theater in downtown Bloomington Thursday night. The Louisiana native has won a number of B.B. King Entertainer of the Year awards from the Blues Foundation. Benoit begins this conversation with GLT's John Norton, talking about the art of entertaining.
What's entertaining? Who knows, right?
Well, there are some bands that are very theatrical, over-the-top entertaining. Some bands, maybe there's some great chemistry among the musicians on stage, and maybe the leader has a commanding presence on stage.
Probably somewhere in the middle of that.
Yeah.
What's entertaining? You know, it's hard to say. I mean, I've done, like, stand-up comedy and things like that before, so I've done other forms of entertainment. I think, for me, I mean, I guess it has to do with the audience, you know, and really connecting with them. I mean, there's a lot of different ways to entertain an audience and to entertain yourself, you know, because I think that's important, too.
You've been a stand-up comedian.
Yeah.
When was that?
Really, before I was singing, you know, when I was fresh out of high school and I was afraid of the microphone. You know, I'd been in bands, you know, playing guitar and drums, and I made friends with some comedians and started hanging around this comedy club in Baton Rouge when I was going to LSU, and next thing you know, I end up on stage on an amateur night, and then I got, you know, gigs booked, you know, like, I got offers to actually make money doing it. I mean, it's the scariest thing I've ever done, obviously, but probably the best schooling for being a live entertainer, because you have no backup. I mean, that's the hardest thing in the world, you know. Stand up there and just you and a microphone and your wit and the moment and try to run with it. But, you know, I would have to say, I mean, there's still things that I learned from that I continue to use every day on stage playing music. So, you know, nothing's wasted.
I want to feel her in my arms as I fall asleep tonight. Just a silent, simple thing, like a touch can bring me comfort through the night.
So you had some success as a comedian?
Yeah.
I mean, that takes a lot of courage to get up and do that. I mean, as a musician or a band, if people don't really like what you're doing much, they might just walk out of the club. But boy, if you're bombing as a comedian, man, that crowd will turn on you real fast, won't it?
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
yeah, that's what I'm trying to tell you. It's the scariest thing you know I've ever done. But I guess I didn't set myself up for bombing. You know, everything was just observing the moments and improvising, you know, and allowing hecklers, allowing them to jump in there and let them give me something to talk about, you know. There's always something there, you know, and I learned, you know, how not to force it and, you know, let the moment take care of itself. I mean, we're all a part of that moment when we're all in that building together and, you know, let everybody have a piece of it.
Well, you're from South Louisiana. Now, you can't get much farther south in Louisiana than Houma, Louisiana. People love going to Louisiana from all over the country, all over the world. I mean, for a lot of us, it's like almost going to a different country in a way. But my question is, when you were leaving Louisiana to travel, to tour, whatever it might be, what was it like for you getting out of that and seeing a different part of this country?
For us, it was like going to a different country, too.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. You know, was it a little bit of a shock?
Well, I mean, it made me realize, you know, what we had that was different. I had traveled before, like, on family vacations and things like that, and I knew that we talked different than other people, and, you know, and that maybe we were a little bit louder in public scenarios where you're not supposed to be that loud. Or, you know, I would always notice that, like, there'd be a group of people kind of looking at us a little funny and never, you know, understood exactly why when I was a kid. But, you know, I mean, I realized why people love to go to Louisiana. There's a lot of things there that are old things and have been in place for generations of generations, you know.
Yeah.
And a deep root that's connected not just each other, but in the culture, but the land itself. I definitely think it is in the water. You know, it just seems like along the Mississippi, that's where our real cultural places are, you know. That Mississippi has been a traveled route since before this was called America, and a lot of culture is spread along it. And we just happen to be at the bottom, at the end, where we're getting a piece of, you know, the Caribbean also. I mean, in some ways, it almost seems like it's northern Caribbean more than it is southern North America. Because, I really feel like we have connections with Cuba and Jamaica and places across the Gulf. A lot of the music and the food and the culture comes from those places also. There's still a heavy presence of the Native American culture in what we're doing. And the French, obviously. I mean, culture is a big part of our lives. It's part of the food, it's part of the language, it's part of the music, you know, and all of it is done not specifically to preserve it, but because we enjoy it, because it's fun and it tastes good. When we have a crawfish ball, we don't put the radio on, you bring instruments.
Got the fever for the bayou, muddy water take me home. Got the fever for the bayou, muddy water take me home. I guess I'm up on a mountain, but I know where I belong.
Tab, you founded the organization Voice of the Wetlands, which is and was a way to get the word out about the shrinking wetlands of South Louisiana.
Yeah.
I mean, the wetlands, I'm assuming it's the bayous, the swamps, the, you know, the bogs, and that. Is that what the wetlands are?
Well, wetlands, you know, as far as what we're talking about, what we're trying to take a look at and preserve, it's the marshes and swamps that make up the entire coast of Louisiana. We don't have a beach, you know. There's no hard coastline like everywhere else. You know, you don't drive to the end of the road and then there's a beach and you walk along the beach and you look over the Gulf that way. It's not like that. It's swamps that gradually turn into the Gulf of Mexico. So it gets wetter and wetter and wetter. It starts out as land and then that land becomes wetland and, you know, and it gradually turns into marshes and saltwater marshes and then Gulf. That's because that whole area was built by the river depositing sediment. When that river meets a big body of water like that, it loses its speed because it's not in a channel anymore, like channeled in its banks anymore. So when the water loses that speed, it drops all the sediment it's been carrying from Canada down to the Gulf. And that sediment is what built everything south of I-10, you know, and everything south of Lake Pontchartrain. And all of the land that we live on was Gulf at one time. And from, you know, the government Corps of Engineers going over there and rechanneling the river to keep it deep enough for shipping, they channeled it out of the Delta. So the Gulf is reclaiming everything that the river built.
Why is it bad that we're losing the South Louisiana wetlands?
Because we built all of this infrastructure there, first of all. I mean, it's bad for people because of that. If you're going to put that much of what we rely on as a country right there, then shouldn't we be protecting it? That was, you know, the big issue that I had with Congress. I mean, hey, I understand if we're just going to allow that to die off, not worry about it as an environmental impact, but let it go. But tell everybody, we're letting it go and we're moving out. But you got to look at what you're moving out. I mean, the biggest port in the country is New Orleans. It's a heavily vital place, you know. I mean, also, I mean, look at all the other things that you're losing. You're losing the culture, you're losing the music, you're losing the food, because all of that comes from the swamps, which generated all of that. Then you're losing the seafood, and you're also losing the best atmosphere scrubber and water scrubber that we have on the planet, which is wetlands. That's what regenerates oxygen, and that's what cleans the air and the water. Why would you kill that, you know? I mean, none of it made any sense to me. Every way you looked at it, it didn't seem like the right way to do things. But, you know, when you're looking at it from the timing of it, you know, back in the 1920s, when you're digging with actual hand shovels and steam shovels, keeping a dredge out there to keep the river open and deep enough for shipping didn't seem feasible. So the way that they decided to do it was, let's choke the river down with levees and squeeze it off like you're squeezing the end of a hose. and raise the pressure so that we can blow the sediment out off the continental shelf.
Hmm.
And that's what's been happening for the last, 80-something years or 90 years, Now, today we can change that. We could have and still can, put permanent dredges out there, which are actually help to rebuild land because they're digging dirt from the bottom of the river and they could push it over the levees and rebuild that area that way. But it's just a policy move. The policy has been this for so many years that, it's kind of hard to make changes. Pre-Katrina, we discussed a lot of things and getting involved in government and making sure that they understood that this is a shaky area that's going to need help. And if we ever have a big storm, it's going to be bad, and this is why. And then, boom, it happened.
What's the matter with the place we live in? Didn't Mother Nature get it wrong?
Singer-songwriter Tab Benoit plays the Castle Theater in downtown Bloomington Thursday night. Hear John Norton's entire interview with Benoit Saturday night at 7 on WGLT Normal. The music of Benoit and other new and classic blues artists is on GLT Blues Radio. Listen at WGLT.org. That's also where you can find the Sound Ideas podcast.